I get the vach. I get the vach. Today's daf is the Darm daf Lamed Beis. Darm daf Lamed Beis. Mazel the first year of the bar mitzvah. Today's learning is b'schus refuah shleima for our dear friend Rab Moshe ben Miriam. Moshe ben Miriam. Yeah, yishev refuah shleima karev. Okay, Baruch Hashem, he's out of the hospital. Yishev, and as they say in Gansin refuah shleima. We left off at the bottom of the Gemara Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis after the Mishnah, bottom of the page, right where the Gemara starts after the Mishnah. The Mishnah, which Rab Uri said to me today in shul, that I went a little fast through this Mishnah on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah is really can be summed up. Obviously, there's a lot in the Mishnah, but can be summed up. The Mishnah was giving the guidelines that when one makes a neder and he includes the neder, he's not going to have enough from all areilim. That means goyim. Areilim means goyim. Even a guy that's circumcised, we call an odol. And vice versa, when he says, I'm not going to have enough from mulim, those that have mila, he includes, or he means to include all yidin, a yid that for whatever reason didn't have a bris mila, for whatever reason, maybe his brothers died machas mila, or whatever it may be, he's considered part of the fellow's neder because das bnei Adam is that when he says mulim, he refers to yidin, gemalt or not gemalt, and when he says areilim, refers to goyim, gemalt or not gemalt. Then the Mishnah went off a little bit, which is setting up for our day of Haggadah over here. And one of us, why the daf looks to drop longer, because the word is to drop longer, it still goes relatively fast, because it's more of Haggadah Gemara. The Mishnah went off on the milus, the first speaks about the mayas of areilus, and then onto the milus of rismila, how great rismilas. Our Gemara continues in that topic. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of the page, six lines from the bottom of the page, on Tanya. Mila is great. Mila is so important because all the schus that Moshe Rabbeinu had, Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klai Yisrael, all the schusim couldn't protect him when he was Misrashel. When he was Misrashel, the way they teach it, he was late. He was Misrashel means he was, I don't say lazy, but he was tardy in performing Mila. This is talking about by his son, by Eliezer. Shinemar, Vevkesheu Hashem, Vevakeshem Yisrael. He encountered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach, we'll see in the Gemara, in the story, wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rebbe, Chas V'Shom Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Nisrashem Amila. Chas V'Shom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is Nisrashem Amila. If you look at the Bach over here, the Bach means the gear says Amar Yasi. Not Rebbe, Amar Yasi. By the way, whether it's Rebbe, whether it's Yasi, they defend, it wasn't Stam just that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel in Misa. Rather, what happened? He explains. Elakach Amar, there was a Cheshbon made over here. Moshe Rabbeinu received the tziv from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go back to Mitzrayim, right? He had gone to Midian, he had ran away for his life. He said, the people that want to kill you, they're gone. So he was told, go back to your brethren in Mitzrayim. So he was heading back from Midian, from marrying Tzipora, with his two young children, with his boys, back to Mitzrayim, at the behest, at the tziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he had this new baby, Eliezer, born, and he said, what should I do? Emelveitze, give him bris mila, and then live Midian right away. Sakanihi, is the sakana shemar, we know this famous story, by Shem of Levi, when they wiped out Shechem, they waited until the third day, when they were kayavim. Big discussion, does it mean the third day is the most painful, or it's the first 3 days the most painful, 3 days the end of the period of the most painful, that starts to get better, but it doesn't mean the third day is worse than the first day per se, but it was three straight days of pain. It sounds like from the story that they wait after the third day, and the third day is the most pain. Okay, but it was the third day, and they wiped out all the people Shechem. So the point is, it's very dangerous to travel with a person with a baby that has just come out. So instead, what should I do bris mila, wait at least 3 days, and then sit out from Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amali, Lech Shem Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, go to Mitzrayim. I can't wait. I was told by Hashem to go to Mitzrayim. What should I do? So that was his cheshbon. So therefore, it wasn't Stam Misrashlos delaying the mila. He was stuck in a pickle. He couldn't do the mila right away because then he'd have to wait 3 days, and he couldn't. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to Mitzrayim, so he delayed the mila and went to Mitzrayim. Ask the Gemara, so that's the case. So why Taka did he get an Einish? Like the Gemara is going to talk about the Lachim, came to swallow him up and kill him. Says the Gemara, top of Lam Beis Manalf, Meishan is Asik Malin Tchila. Because on the way, when he got close to Mitzrayim, he was Isaac with the Malon Tchila. How do you know? This Shnemar V'Ibidech Malon. It was on the way in the Malon, and then it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the post we just go before, V'Yifkesheu Likim, V'Yifkesheu Hashem, V'Yifkesheu Misa, the Hashem was bumped into him, so to speak, met him, and wanted to kill him. So Dafka by the Malon is where there was a tie-in. Once he got to the Malon, he should have been busy with Mila right away, and then worried about the lodging. He was first worried about the lodging, and then he was, and put the Mila off to be afterwards. So for that short momentary delay, that's where the Nisrashas was, and that's why he was punished. Okay. So a few points in this, a couple points in this. First of all, the diakis, typically when you're telling a story, especially in the Torah, about Davis, you wouldn't give a description of Ibederach Bamalon. He was at the hotel. Why is that relevant? Terence is because he was Isaac in the Malon first. That's the diak, that he was Isaac in the Malon, and that's why that was the delay. Now, the Sefer Tal Torah Meir Rick, he writes that this that we see, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do the Mila and then travel, is because travel's not good for the baby. And up to 3 days. You see, it was the third day. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to do the Mila. He would have to wait 3 days till he traveled. And he wonders, why l'halacha is it not brought, that a person, people do a bris mila with a baby, they shouldn't travel. It should be brought, he's surprised why it's not brought in the Pesach and L'maisa, that one should not travel with a baby. Rav Menashe Klein, that's all. He famously, he was the original, actually from the Rav Menashe Feinstein. He's a famous tshuva. He has many tshuvas. He used to call himself Menashe HaKatan, but there, Rav Menashe Feinstein has one of the most famous tshuvas in the Brooklyn area about not having an Erev. And Menashe Klein was the leading original Rav to argue. That was one of his big psakim that went against Rav Menashe, which led to a lot of people not wanting to follow because I could go against the Gadol Dor. But he now, interesting enough, 20, 30 years later, if they're both not around anymore, many more people do take on the Erev in Brooklyn. I'm not saying that we do. My Rav that I grew up with in Flatbush, unfortunately, was just nifted last week with Rava Cohn, very, very chashav yid. Rabbi Ashav held him as a Pesach in America until his final days. He maintained that you cannot make an Erev, and his number one reason was, Rav Meisher said you can't. If Rav Meisher said you can't, there's no Erev. No Erev. Rav Meisher said you can't, there's no Erev. He then gave other reasons why not, but Rav Meisher said you can't. Anyway, but this Rav Meisher Klein was a huge Tam Chacham, and Rav Meisher Klein brought, he said, yeah, you take issue. People have the anhaga of schlepping a baby around. You have a chashav yid to be sandik, you schlep the baby sandik. What does that mean? Schlep the baby before the bris, mela. But after the bris, you gotta schlep the baby back. There's a chistir to our Gemara. So again, even though it was brought malacha, so Rashi Klein took issue with it. I think I have a beautiful teretz on the Hanagas Ha'ilam from the Ran in today's daf. We'll get there in a second. But that was the issue that Rashi Klein took. And from our Gemara, it seems like it's a good, it's an obvious point. And again, Meir Rick wondered why it wasn't brought malacha, but it seems like it is something to worry about. So the answer that I think, we'll say we'll go to it right away now. The answer is from the Gemara we just read. We just read on top of the Amud that when they were Isaac B'Malon, so there was a Tainah Meshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Ran. The Ran's bothered that L'chaira, he wasn't a Mitzrayim yet. He wasn't a Mitzrayim. Look at the second line of the Ran, right top of the page. V'chitei mehechimo, kibachayla adayin lotzis b'derech. He still had roads to travel to get to Mitzrayim. Yeishleimer da'isim alen samach l'Mitzrayim haya, v'ur chapurta leka sakanta. That road was close to Mitzrayim, and a small travel is like a sakana. Most people are not schlepping babies in airplanes or 6-hour drives for a sandik. They'll go from Bnei Brak, more common was Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, right? What's interesting is, Reb Chaim was famous, Reb Chaim Zatzal, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, was famous for going all over. You'd go to Yerushalayim, he would go to Dubis Milas, he would go to be a sandik all over. Seif Yamav, when it came hard from the travel, people would all come to him. People come to him. And other Gedalim also, they'd have people come to them. They wouldn't travel, but if people came to them, they would be sandik. But the point is, initially, they would go. They would go. Not as they want the baby to travel, they would go. But it's either way, l'chaira, I would think that traveling from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim or vice versa fits this, whatever Shaporta, whatever Malon was away from Mitzrayim, the Ran saying very clearly, then it's fine. And it's like Gemara saying it. That Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a Taina, you already are close enough to Mitzrayim. Do the Mila. I still have to travel. Teretz is a short distance. Is not a problem. So I think it's a pashta answer to the anhaga of the Elam of trying to bring get a chashav yid to be the sandik by bringing the baby to the yid. Again, even if we all agree that that's not lechatchila, it's not chatchila, but meaning better if the baby doesn't have to move so much. But lemaisa, there's definitely a makar that it's not such an issue. Now, what happened? Let's see, before we actually go further, Taisandra is just bothered. Taisandra is very bothered that we find that of a person, the Gemara tells us in Saita, that the Saita, who may have committed Znus, she may have considered a of being Mezana as Nesh Yisrael, Shechiv Karas. The May Saitas may not blow her up. Why? Because she may have some Schus Taila. She may have some mitzvah that she did, maybe Taila. So here you have a Saita who did the terrible Avera of Issa's Znus and Schus Taila, and Moshe Rabbeinu had delayed the Mila, and we see in our Gemara coming up that the snakes wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, or maybe the baby, a slight delay. The baby's still a baby, it's just a slight delay. What's going on over here? Says Taisa Yantiv, interesting, there's a fundamental difference between Avera outside the Guf and Avera Shabbat Guf. I mean, we don't have too many of these, maybe just one. But the mitzvah of Mila is not Avera that's internal. It's in the Guf itself. And therefore, it's a special Madrega, it's much more Chomer, and a Chanami. maybe the Aveira of Znus is worse than the delay of Mila. That's not the point. It's not a matter of what's worse. It's a matter of what's closer to the body. Having the body not completed, having the body tainted, physically itself tainted, as opposed to a person that once did an Aveira. Yeah, with their body did an Aveira, but it's not part of their body anymore. Whereas the Mila, the Arelis, is part of the body, and therefore perhaps it was worse, as I am for the Taisus Yontan. Okay, says more further. There wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu. It was not Moshe Rabbeinu that the Satan wanted to kill. Eloisa Tinnik. It was the Tinnik. It was the baby. Shinemar ki chasan damim atali. Because you're chasan damim atali. Tzer a. Mikar chasan. Who's called a chasan? We know by a bar mitzvah. You just had it today. Actually, I don't know if you noticed. By the Yamai, there was like a pause. By the Bachar bar mitzvah. I thought they were going to say a chasan bar mitzvah. Because people have that. People have that meaning. Not just by a chasan. Not just by a chasan. You know, he's getting his aliyah for by his afrof, or sometimes they call chasanim, or bachrim, in some places they call chasanim, but sometimes people call it, what's chasan taira, chasan bracious, chasan maftir. Sometimes the person who's the star of the show, the person who's taking the lead, is often called chasan. So, the person who's the lead is often called chasan. So, the chasan over here is the baby. The baby was part of the bris mila. Chasan damim. Teri mikar chasan. Havem is at tinnik. According to the first pshat, that it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of those people that was going to be killed. This was during a meal. But the other pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be killed. So, Tzipur was saying, you were causing my old chasan. My chasan damim. My chasan was going to be killed. Al dvar bris. My chasan, namely, Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Darsh Rabbi Yudabar. Bizna. Bishasan.
Question, man. Maybe this is Balbatish effect. I mean, you get to a Malone, you're off the road, everything's dirty. You check into the hotel, then you do the bris. It's just, I know it's Balbatish.
I wouldn't even call it Balbatish. It's very technical. Meaning, yeah. Vaisdais, there was a moment in time where he could have done the bris. And they're busy with the lodging. Yeah, maybe, and it doesn't mean the second he's still on the dirt road or whatever. There was enough time that he could have set up for the bris, and he was busy with them alone. But yeah, it has to be you're right. It has to be there was some ability to do a proper safe bris. Darsh be our business. When Moshe Rabbeinu was rushed from the Mila, the two Malachim named Afbechema came and swallowed him up. And what was left of him was only Raglav. Raglav is his feet, but it's a euphemism for Isimak. That's how Tzipori knew what was going on. They swallowed him from the head to his waist and left that part of his body. And then he swallowed him from the feet upwards towards his waist and again left the Makam Mila. So that she realized that that's why they're coming to kill him. Right away, Tzipora took a stone and she severed the arla of Eliezer. And right away they released him. At that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill these malachim. Herif me'af azev chema pasuk in Tehillim. So it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu in Tehillim Lamed Zayin was saying, talking about getting rid of these malachim. So the Mara says, V'yesh Eremim l'chem harga, some say not even wanted to kill them. He actually killed Chema. Shemar Chema Ainli, like it says in the Pasuk, Chema Ainli, that is the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Chema was gone, Chema, Moshe Rabbeinu Taka killed. In fact, the Mara V'chsev, it says another Pasuk, Kigari to me, but after Chema, Moshe Rabbeinu later, this is in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Devar, in Perek Tes, Kigari to me, after Chema, doesn't seem like Chema was still around. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of Chema. Says, no, maybe Chema was killed. There were two malachim called Chema. That one was killed, and there was a new one named Chema, Yibayzim, or Gunda de Chema. Chema had a legion. Chema had a lot of Talmidim, so to speak. So Moshe Rabbeinu was still scared of the Talmidim of Chema. That's the Sefer Tvarim. But Chema himself was killed after the story when they came upon Moshe. Either way, it's clear that there was some sort of rationalist in Moshe. Again, this story goes with the idea that it was Moshe that was about to be killed, not the baby, not the Eliezer. Okay, and some sort of rashis in this bismillah. So what's Taka Pshat? Ask some safer. What's Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gadol Hadar, the leader of Klai Yisrael, the old time leader of Klai Yisrael, was Nisrashel even for a minute. We explain this only down to a minute. Even for a momentary. In Mila, what happened? So the Chassam Sefer, very interesting. You find this by other Achreinim. I don't recall Chassam Sefer doing this too often. Chassam Sefer makes a Geshmak, a pilpul, a real pilpul. And what happened? What was the thought process over here by Moshe Rabbeinu? Chassam Sefer will say as follows. We know there's a famous Radvaz. This is a big sugi they like to learn with people that are new to learning very often in these partners in Torah organizations. They often, there's a topic they'll pick with people who aren't so familiar learning. Very interesting topic. And the shaila is as follows. The Ravaj raises the shaila. If a person is in jail and he has a get out of jail free card, one day they say, you know what? Good behavior. You're able to leave jail for one day. Are you supposed to chaper Ryan? The next day, there's mitzvahs he can't do in jail. Whatever the mitzvahs are, without getting into the specific nuances of a daily mitzvah, certain mitzvahs he's not able to do every day in jail, and now he could do those mitzvahs. So take the next day, could be a regular Sunday in November, take the next day and leave the jail and do as many mitzvahs as he can that day, or no. Wait, let's just pick where we are right now in the year, wait a few more weeks and pick Hanukkah. So you can do Hanukkah Lecht. Wait a few more weeks and pick Purim. Wait till Pesach. Wait till Yom Kippur. Should he wait, save the ticket for the day where he could do many more mitzvahs? Again, even though we know the Mishnah, I was actually talking to my son about this, Shabbos, and he says, what do you mean, whatever the Mishnah is, you don't know Matan Tzachar Shal Mitzvahs, you don't know which mitzvah is Mochamer, but even though we have that concept, the Mishnah is, of course, we don't know which mitzvah is Mochamer, there's still a concept of elsewhere. We have concepts of certain mitzvahs, Chamuras, and Kalas, Chiv Karis, Nachiv Karis. We definitely have certain ideas, so should he wait for that or not? So Radvaz Paskins, that go right away. Why? Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs says that you don't wait. You right away mitzvah b'yodah tach mitzvah. You have the ability to go to mitzvahs today. You go do it, even though you could do better, we'll call it, or bigger mitzvahs or more mitzvahs on a different day. You do whatever mitzvahs are in front of you today. That's the Radvaz. Chacham Tzvi argues says no. Ein mavirin is when all things are equal. Ein mavirin if all things are equal. But if you taka are going to have the opportunity in a week from now, in a month from now, to do more mitzvahs, or maybe more chamer to commit mitzvahs, you'll be able to do proper Yom Kippur. So over there, we wouldn't say aim avir al mitzvahs. What shaychus over here? So says Chaim Sofer, Rama Paskin, the one does a mila. L'chatchil is supposed to find a knife that's metal. Use a metal apparatus. But if he uses a stone to cut, do the mila, it's kosher as well. A stone knife is kosher as well. But l'chatchil is supposed to use metal. Could be hagufa. Could be that was the issue by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to wait because till he got to Mitzrayim, he didn't have with him a metal knife. So he got to the Malone. There were stones there, but he didn't have a metal knife. And therefore he wanted to wait till he got to Mitzrayim to do it. Whereas the Malachim were telling him, no, mitzvah bayada atach mitzena, don't wait till you get to Mitzrayim to do the mitzvah mina mufcha with a stone. It's kosher with a knife of metal. It's kosher with a stone. Do it right now. Says Chaim Sofer, unbelievable. It's not a very typical Chaim Sofer type of, I shouldn't say I'm not a bucking Chaim Sofer, but in the pieces I've seen, this is a little bit more pilpotic, more klichemda or Pardos Yosef style. But says the Chaim Sofer that perhaps was Moshe Rabbeinu's sichsich with the Malachim, that he yelled that it's better to do mufcher, and they yelled, no, you're being a srashel, do it right now, even in that most mufcher, take away. Okay, very gishmak. Says more further. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rebbe Yemer, G'dayla Mila, She'en L'chamila, She'sasak Mitzvahs, Kavravinu. We have no one that was Eiske Mitzvahs like Avravinu. What does that mean? No one ever in history? Yes, because Avravinu discovered Hashem on his own, and he also discovered all the mitzvahs on his own. He wasn't given the commandments. He understood it in his deep knowledge and deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came about to forestall all the mitzvahs. That's the highest level. So no one was Eisk Mitzvah like Avrinu. V'lei nikra tamim el Hashem Mila. Yet the word, the Shem Tamim, only came about when he did the Mila. Shnemar, Hisach L'fanav Yatamim, come and walk in front of me and be Tamim. Uchsev, v'enda brisi ben yivenecha, I'll give you my bris between me and you, Davracher. Another drasha. Mila is great because the shakal can I call Mr. Torah? I believe we just referenced a couple of days ago when we discussed by Darm something to do with Avodah Zarah. That Avodah Zarah, we spoke about Zarah being connected only mitzvahs, or renouncing Avodah Zarah is like keeping all the mitzvahs. Actually, we spoke about the Gabi Tzitzis right before that was Tzitzis. And we spoke about Tzitzis. A person, when he makes a nether, it could be his nether is about the his nether was about Tzitzis, which is shakal can I call Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. So I think we referenced back then, if we didn't, we should have. There's it's glad to see a piece from Avovi Zatzal where he quotes the seven places, the seven mitzvahs in the Torah that are considered shakal, connected to Torah Kula. So we've had a couple of them now. Now you have Mila. We had a couple of days ago Tzitzis. We had renouncing of Avodah Zarah. And we're actually about to have another one in a second. We'll see. He goes through what's special about these seven. It's in the seven mitzvahs of Shachar Kol Torah Kula. He goes through all seven. Shnemar ki alpi advarma eila. It says alpi advarma eila. And the Dvar Me'ela is referring to Kol HaTorah. It's referring to Kol HaTorah. So the Mila is Shaka connected to Kol HaTorah. Dvar Acher, Gidol Mila, Shalmali Mila, Neskayim Shemayim Arutz. Mila is great because Vav Mila, the Shemayim Arutz, wouldn't be Neskayim Shemayim, in my Brisi Yom Avalayla. So you could read the Pasuk, if not for my Brisi of Yom Avalayla, what we're Taichi Kedemina is, in my Brisi, if not for the Bris, Bismila, then Yom Avalayla, Chukish Mayim Arutz, then it wouldn't remain in effect, if not for the Bris of Bismila. Upliga, Darbalazar, and this drasha we just quoted, it's interesting because this drasha we quoted is a brisa. It's a drasha of brisas, darshaning, that bris milah is great, that the chukish maimarits are in place because of the of the Yom Valayla in Pesach Kodesh Bismillah. Rabbi Lazar is not Meira. And Rabbi Lazar is going to argue and make a different drasha for this pasuk. Maybe it's maybe Raya that when it comes to Gaza, we're okay for Amiram to argue on prices. Okay. We'll plead Rabbi Lazar. Tamar Rabbi Lazar. Gedela Teira. Shalmala Teira. Neskamish Rai Varet. Teira is great. Shalmala Teira. Neskamish Rai Varet. Why? In my Brisi Yom Valayla, Chukash Rai Varet. Shemayim Varet. Le Samti. I don't know why it says for Gamer. That's actually the end of the pasuk. But okay. But the point is that he's saying it's Teira that keeps the world going. It's Torah that keeps the world going around. It's not referring to Bris Mila, it's referring to Torah. What's interesting is that again, it's also the same pasuk in Yirmiyah we quoted a minute ago. What's interesting is that we said that Mila is Shaka Kadekah Torah. Torah, of course, learning Torah is Shaka Kadekah Torah. We know that. That's, of course, the Mishnah right at the beginning of Pesach Tespeya. We say in the mornings, Talmud Torah, Kenegat Kulam, right? So Torah is also on that list of things that are Kenegat Kol Torah Kula. Torah itself, learning Torah itself. Okay. Amar Yidim Rav. Bishar back to Mila. Bishar Shamalai Kash Brochu, Labram Vinu, his salakh fun of Yatamin. Akash Brochum Savinu says, walk in front of me and be tamim. Achzel Rada. Achzasai Rada. Avram Vinu trembled. Why? Amar Shamiesh Bitav Maguna. Maybe something about me was Maguna till now that now I'm going to be tamim? Was I not tamim till now? Only now he's coming to Akash Brochum saying, Bishop Tamim? Kivan Shamalai Vetna Brisi Beni Vincha. Akash Brochum continued and said, I'm going to give a bris between me and you. I'm going to make a bris between us. So then Avram realized Akash Baruch Hu something mice of something, a mitzvah didn't exist yet. He said, oh, okay, very good. It's not that till now anything was wrong. Now Akash Baruch Hu something mice of something. That's fine. His karadaite and his mind was at ease. They say to Chusa, and the pasuk is famous, Akash Baruch Hu took Avram outside. I'm a fan of. Avram Avinu said to Akash Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, histalki mazel shli. I looked into my mazel, vainly el ben echad. I've looked at my mazel, and I'm only vainly el ben echad, and I've only seen that I have this one son. I only have this one son, meaning Sarah and I won't have a child together. I'm only going to have the Ishmael. Amalai says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, that's vayetzei sechutz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu matzayin. Say mitzaniyus shecha. Go out from your astrology. A mazel Yisrael. There's no mazel for Yisrael. So leave your this astrology that you're seeing. Don't look at your mazel. There is no mazel for Yisrael. A couple of points in this. First of all, one point directly related. We're saying over here, a mazel Yisrael. Tyson Shabbos asks on the Gemara over there. Also quotes a mazel Yisrael. Asks Tyson the Gemara by Katan that says that bane chayim mezayni is totally in mazel. A person's children. Person's, what does it mean? How many children he has, or how they turn out? A person's life, how long he lives, and a person's mezayin, his parnasa, is totally in mazel. What do you mean? A mazel Yisrael, azay frek taisvis. Taisvis answers that hagufa. That it doesn't mean there's no mazel. There is mazel, but we're not bound to the mazel. We're not restricted to that mazel. Say, that's why Akash Brochta Avinu, say, Misagnishicha, we have the power to go out of our mazel, We're not restricted by it, but doesn't mean there is no mazel. That's the Tosfos answers. The Ran says, a different answer, Ran says, elsewhere, not, I don't think it's my house, I didn't see it over here, but they bring it down. The Ran writes that Eretz Yisrael ain't mazel Yisrael. Maybe elsewhere there is, so maybe my cut is talking about elsewhere, out of Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is no mazel li Yisrael. Okay, that's regarding. One second. That's regarding Pashup Shot in the Gemara. But one of the point that on this pasuk, really a side point, it's not really part of the Gemara itself, but there's a beautiful drasha. I heard it from Shemir Meir Shapiro. I heard it from my father, from Meir Shapiro. I've heard it also said over from Hershel Shechtov. I'm sure it predates him. It's from before him. The pasuk of Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Moshe Rabbeinu outside. Vayetzei sechutza, vayemer abed lash ashamayma, I'm not going to quote the pasuk by heart. And he says, go stare at the stars. Can you count them? Vayemer lai. And then he says to him, such will be your children. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go out, he took him outside, count the stars. Can you count them? Vayemer lai. And the pasuk repeats, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, such will be your children. Typically in a dialect, it only says vayemer, vayemer twice. When one person responds, the other person responds back. So if Avraham Avinu responded back to Akash Baruch Hu, it would say back to Avraham Avinu, Vayayimel Hashem says, Kayezerecha. But over here, Akash Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Vayayimel, count the stars, can you count them? Vayayimel, and Hashem says, Kayezerecha. What's the second Vayayimel? As I fract, Rabbi Meir Shapiro, answer Meir Shapiro, beautiful. Akash Baruch Hu says to Meir Shapiro, can you count the stars? Is it possible? Right? Can you even count them? You know what Avraham Avinu started doing? Akash Baruch Hu said, count the stars, he started counting them. Akash Baruch Hu told him, try to count the stars. Is it possible? If Akash Baruch Hu says, try to count the stars, Avram Avinu is counting the stars. You know why? Because Avram Avinu is not impressed from the impossible. If Akash Baruch Hu says, do it, he starts doing it. Vayayimer, Akash Baruch Hu says back. That's why you need a second Vayayimer, because there was a break. Avram didn't say anything to Akash Baruch Hu, but Avram started counting the stars. Vayayimer, Akash Baruch Hu says, you know what? That midah of not being afraid of the impossible Such will be your children. Not just the numbers, not just numerous, how numerous they'll be, but that midah of, if there's a wall there, we're going to figure out a way to break through it. We're not going to be stopped. That midah of attempting the impossible, an incredible diyuk, incredible pshat from our Meir Shapiro's Hotel. That's what I heard B'shem, on this pasuk. Yes, what do you want to say? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kala masa matzma, whoever makes himself, masa means like complete. But also, it's funny, some people talk about being a tam. Like a Tom being like, the four sons by the Seder, right? Tom is like the simple one. It's actually, there's a reason why it's the same word, it's the same idea. There's a certain completeness or simplicity. He's Tom. He's complete with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't go to try to find. Sorry?
Yaakov was Ish Tom.
Correct. Yaakov Ish Tom, Yeshiv Ayalam. Yeah, we'll see the Pesukim where we're going to quote the idea of being Tom. Tom literally means complete. That's the literal taicha. That's what means over here. But it's wholehearted. It's without trying to use other means. One is just faithful in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't try to go to the people that can predict the future or that can give them these special tricks what to do. No, he goes to me, Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Masim Atzmai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masim Imai. Shenemar Im Chassid Is Chassid Im Giber Tamim Tatamim. If the person acts with Chassidus, he'll be treated Chassidus and Im Giber Tamim Tatamim. Arashia Kol Masim Atzmai Shai Medesli. Whoever's Masim himself, he's wholehearted to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the shall be good for him. Shenemar Sal Chafanai Ve'yeh Tamim. Uchsev, what does it say right afterwards? Ve'yisi La'av Ham Engayim. You'll be the Av amongst the Goyim. Rabbi called Menachish. One is Menachish. And Menachish, the way I understand it, can have multiple interpretations, but all along the same lines. One is seeking out the future. Menachish means to seek out the future, or means just to somebody who's superstitious. He's busy with these superstitious type of, like, you know, doing X can affect Y. You know, someone is superstitious. He's busy worrying about outside forces. Lo Nachash. For him, Taka, Nachash will have effect. These superstitions will have effect. Or this, he's worried about the possible negative future. The negative future will have effect. When Bilam was trying to chapter curse Klai Yisrael, he was saying that Klai Yisrael isn't busy with Nachash. Ask the Gemara, if you're making a drasha, very making a drasha, that the person who's busy with Nichash will punish them, then that's a great drasha. If the wording over there was, but the Vav, Lamed Vav, Kilei Nachash. But that's not what Bilam's saying. Bilam's saying they don't have Nachash. What do you see from there that someone who goes after Nachash is damaging, that you don't see? I mean, the Chari could be inferred, but okay. But the Gemara wasn't happy with this drasha of Rebbe, not with the message, but with the place where he's darshing it from. Ella, the Gemara says, okay, leave that drasha, but the bottom line is still the same. If a person is busy with Nachash, he'll be treated with that measure, and the Nachash will have effect on him. Tani Ava Breidra Zera. Called the Meshane Menachash, person who is not Menachash, he's not into superstitions, or he's not into seeking out the future. Machnisin Isai. He gets into a mechitza, he gets into an enclosure with a Gosh Baruch Hu that even the Malchi Asharis don't get into. Shemiki, the Nachash Be'akiv, for like Kesem Bisrael. Amr Vom, Amr Belazer. Maybe man is Avram Avinu wise, Avram Avinu punished. Was Avraham Avinu punished and Klai Yisrael to go down redo 210 years to Mitzrayim? It's not explaining the number, it's just explaining the whole fact that we have to go into Golos. So we're going to have three pshat in the Mar's going to give it now. Here's pshat number one. Because he made an Angaria, he drafted into this army, Tamid Chamim Shinemar, Vayarek Es Chanichav. Like it says, what does that mean? Chanichav yilide ebeisei, the Gemara says. It goes to Pasuk. What does that mean? It means that the simple taicha is he took the trained men. When he went to go fight, when the four kings and the five kings were fighting, he went to go enlist go into battle over there. He took the chanichav, the trained men. Trained men, the Ron explains over here, means people they taught. Remember, he made me nefashis. He taught them about Torah mitzvahs. He took the trained men that he had taught and he brought them with him. Says the Ron, even with 318 people, it's not nearly enough. Anyway, he had to rely on a nace to defeat the army. So if that's the case, he had no right to take the 318 people because once, anyway, if you're not working with an ace, Mela. But since anyways, we're relying on an ace, interesting, Malach of the Ron, so that if, therefore, he hadn't, it wasn't fit to take them with him, and therefore, he was punished, and the children went down to Mitzrayim. Pshat number one. Shmuel Amar, Pshat number two, Shmuel says, Meshe Efer, Salmi Deis, Shagash Baruch Hu, Bama Edekir Shana, Bama Edekir Shana. Because he, so to speak, tested Gash Baruch Hu and said, how will I know that I'm going to harvest the land? Because he questioned Gash Baruch Hu's promise. He questioned, how am I going to know? I need a proof. So that led Klai Yisrael to be in Galus. And it makes sense. It was right by the Bismarck of Zerim. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Shehefesh B'nei Adam, Milikon Estachas Kan Veshchina. He pushed aside people from joining Shechina. Avram Vino, he's the ultimate Bekarev. What does it mean he pushed aside people from becoming Klai Yisrael? So, Shneimar, by Sedaim, after the battle with the four kings, five kings, so he had all these captives of war, so what did the Melchizedek say? Tein li ha-nefesh, v'rechush kach lach. Give me the souls and keep the rechush. That's what the Melchus Taim said, and Avraminu acquiesced. So it's interesting. He never had the souls to be Makar of them, but he was too agreeable to give them back to Sadaim and didn't argue to keep them and let Sadaim keep the money. So even though, again, he didn't. Hifrish them. He didn't push them away from being able to become Makariv, but he didn't necessarily fight to get them from Stein, and therefore, and they end up being Stein, of course, and being destroyed. So therefore, it was considered a little bit of a taina because of Avinu's major kaychus that he let them go back to Sadaim. It's interesting that Tainli as a nefesh is that Melch Stein speaking, not right, not the other way. Okay, sometimes people make a mistake. Vayerik as chanichav yilid beisai. The pasuk says that he got his chanichav, his trained men that were born in his house. Rav Amar shurikim b'tayra. Vayerik actually means that he emptied them from Torah because he took them away from the learning to go fight this battle. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says shurikim b'zav. No, he actually lured them. With money, with gold, he gave them gold to make it worth their while. There were 318 this pasuk chumash, 318 men that came with him. Amar ba'ami ba'aba, Eliezer kula, Eliezer keneged kulam. It was 318 men, but Eliezer is keneged kula, meaning he corresponds them. He was as strong as all of them. Right? That's that Eliezer corresponds to 318 men. Says the more ikadamri, it's even more. Eliezer hu dechush ben hachi. If you do the gematria of Eliezer, it's 318. So someone to say, it was only Eliezer. They weren't 318 people. It was only Eliezer, and he was equivalent to 318 soldiers, and Taka Gematria of Eliezer's name comes out. Do the math. Sorry? The Gematria comes out. I'm sorry?
Eliezer is 311.
Eliezer is 311. Do your math again. Eliezer is 318. It's 318. Vamar Abi Ba'aba. Ben Sholesh Shonim Hikir Avram is Bayre. When Avinu was 3 years old, he recognized Akash Baruch Hu Shnemar, Akev Ashishama Avram Bakaili. It says, Akev Akash Baruch Hu recognized my voice. Akev is Gematria, Chushmana Demeya Vashivan train. If you notice what's going on over here, we have a trend, two straight Gemaras of Rab Ami Ba'aba giving. Gematrius. We'll have more coming up in a second, but giving Gematrius. So the first was Eliezer's Gematria 318. Now we have Akev, which is 172. We know Avraham lived till 175. So Avraham was 3 years old. We recognize Kosh Baruch Hu. So there's Akev amount of years that he was Shama Bekaili, Hashem Bekaili. It's interesting that there's a Shita that Avraham recognized Kosh Baruch Hu at what age? At 48. Avraham recognized Kosh Baruch Hu at 48 years old. And according to that Shita, it's interesting, Rabbi Kanner told this man Friday, I don't know Roy Sorp or Dan, I don't remember hearing this before, that if you strip out the 48 years Avraham lived till he was fully, became an Ivri Yit, recognized Kadosh Baruch Hu, so 175 minus 48 equals 127. How old was Sarah? 127. So Avraham and Sarah may have lived exactly the same amount of years, but if you count from when Avraham was a full-fledged, we'll call it a full-fledged, the first Yit. Another Gematria, Amar Ami Baraba, Tava Meis Hasatan Bechushmene Tlasme Veshitan Arben. The word Hasatan is the gematria is 365. So Hasatan is gematria of 365, which teaches us. Sorry, Arba 364. My mistake. And what's the big message? The message is Satan has shlita over us. We're going, of course, with the solar calendar, not with the lunar calendar. There's 365 days, and the Satan has power over us, but only 364. But on one day a year, Adraba, Satan is not doesn't have power against us. The day, of course, of Yom Kippur. If you remember, not taking any test over here, but this is actually a little bit of a I don't say a busha, but if you remember when we said the Dama to Masechtas Yuma, we referenced it's not called Masechtas Yom Kippur like Rosh Hashanah, like Sukkah. It's called Yuma. It's referring to the day, and Yuma the day is so special. It's the day that the Satan doesn't have shlita over us. We quoted a Kliyakar. We quoted a Sefer Lili Yeshua, and they both reference this idea of a Satan Gematria 364 because of 365 there is no shlita over us. I'm not saying not to take away from them, but we quoted from them. They got it from over here. It's a black and white Gemara over here in the Dharam that 364 days, not 365, because Yom Kippur is the one day that the Satan doesn't have shlita. Okay. This is already, again, it's Vayter going to be a numbers drasha, not like a full gematria, but number. Yeah, let's see. Ksiv Avram, Uksiv Avraham. What's the pshat? First, he was able to have mastery over 243 of them. We know a person in his body is 248. When Akash Baruch Hu added, the hay, so Avram without the hay is 243. Avraham with the hay, it's a full gematria, I take it back, is 248. So says Gemara, Lupsay from Lichal, Messiah, Marbam, Shrine of Avram. Why? Elohim, which are the five new ones that he took shlit over once he added the hay? Akash Baruch Hu, Shein Ayim, Shein Ayim, Reshak Via, the two eyes, the two ears, and the resh ha gvia. Vamar ami braba. What's on the pasuk that says irk tana vanashim? So this is already off the gematrias. So just one point about gematrias before we go further. It says the chida. Chida writes about the importance of gematrias, and he writes that the Vilna Gaon was also very busy with very busy, but gave big credence to gematrias. However, the stipler, the pesukim already bring, the stipler stresses that avada, as clearly the source is the gemaras about gematrias, but as a general rule, we don't use gematrias, certainly not to come up with a halach lamais, with a psak, we don't use gematrias. Where chazal bring, you know, like the lamtes melachas, the din of having 30 days for Naziris is one of the places where they use a gematria, right? From the letters of the word add up to 30 days. There's a few places where we have gematrias, but typically, unless Chazal bring it in the Gemara's already, we don't use gematrias for Psak. But the Stipa still writes, Lameisa, it's a chachma that's nice to dabble in. Doesn't mean you should stay away from it. It's a dabble, but you shouldn't focus on it. You shouldn't focus too much, but you can dabble in it because, you know, it is nice. Chachma, interesting enough, in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, he does bring at the end, he brings a bunch of different wild gematrias. Okay. Vamar Ami Paraba. Maidich Siv, Irktana Vanashim, the Pasuk says, I'm going to read the whole Pasuk, Adon Sada Magamara. It's a Pasuk in Kaelis Perktes. Irktana Vanashim Ba Ma'at, Ubay Le Melech Kadav Asafa Vesa, Ubana Ale Mitsudim Gedalim. That is Pasuk Yudalid. Pasuk Tezvav. Umatsava Ish, Miskain, Chacham, Umilatu, Esair, Bechachmasa, Vadam Zachar, Esoish, a Miskainu, and no one remembers that poor man. Let's go back now and teach the whole Pasuk. Or psukim. Irktan is aguf. The small city is referring to the body of a person. Anashim ba'mat ilavarim, and there's few anashim there refers to the limbs that make up the people, the population of the body. Uboila melchad v'saf v'isa, and the mighty king comes upon it and surrounds it. What's that? Zayitzera. That's the Yitzhara. Ubanala mitzudim v'gedalim, and he builds like a great siege over it. Eila v'inus. That's the averus that the person does. Umatzaba ish miskein chacham. And there was found in the city a poor wise man, Zayitzatayv. That refers to the Yitzhatayv. The poor wise man is Yitzhatayv. Umilatu and Seba Chachmas. And he saves the city with his Chachma. Well, how's that? So, Chuvah Maisim Tayvim. That's Chuvah Maisim Tayvim. The Adam Lezachar is Isha Miskin Hu. And no one remembers the poor man. What does that mean? Bishas Yitzhara. Because when Yitzhara is in his moment, when he has the grip over a person, less the Mitzhale Yitzhatayv. People forget the Yitzhatayv. When the Yitzhara has a grip over him, he forgets Nebuch the Yitzhatayv. Says more a related drasha. Ha Chachma Tayz Lachacham Masar Shleitim. Chachma is great. This is also in Kehelis, two prakam earlier. Chachma is great. Is strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers. Again, that chacham is referring to chuvah ma'asim tayvim. Master shleitim more than 10 rulers. Which 10 rulers? Shtei nayim is 2. Shtei nayim is 4. Is ears. Shtei nayim is 2 hands. Is 6. Shtei reglaim is feet. Vereish agvia upe. The mouth and the reish agvia, the tip of the bris milah. Amar b'zachayim shem mishmal. Bikesh kash b'chleit kuna misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, wanted to bring out the kuna from, he wanted the kuna to emanate from the children of Shem Shnemar, who kayin the El-Elyon. He was the kayin for the Most High. The Maral, beautifully, Maral says that Shem was so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name was Shem. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. His name, that's how connected he was, even though the Maral is going to speak out now a little bit of a negative why ultimately the kuna did not come from shame, but just keep that in mind. His name was Shame. That's how connected he was to Kosh Baruch. Kosh Baruch wanted to bring out the kuna from shame. What happened? When he was backed in the bracha of Avram, the bracha of Kosh Baruch, Haitzim Avram, Kosh Baruch chose instead to bring out kuna from Avram. Shanemar, Vecheu, Vayemar, this is Shame talking. Baruch Avram, Lekel Elyon, Kainish Mavart, Ubaruch Kel Elyon. So first it was Baruch Avram, and then you could say he was building up to Baruch Elyon. But he lemaisi put Avram first. Avram, so Avram said, "He makdim the brachas of the brachas kainai. He makdim the brachas of heaven before the brachas kainai." Miyad nasal Avram. Right away, the kuna was given to Avram. Shemar numashem laadini shev lemine arashas hevecha hadaim the raglecha ubasrik ziv nishpa Hashem v'leinachem ata kain leilam al devrasi malkit tzedek. Hashem has sworn and he won't give up that you Avram will be the king. You're the king of the righteousness of the even though malkit tzedek was originally the name referred to by Shem, now it became that malkit tzedek being referred to by Avram. Why? So we touch the pasuk al dibrush malkit tzedek. Because of the words Makasethic used, where he put Avram before Akash Baruch Hu in the Bracha, so the Kuna emanated from Avram and not from Shem. Shem was still a Kayin, that we said before. Shem himself was still a Kayin. Malkit Tzedek, right, was a Kayin Le'elyon. He still was a Kayin. But instead of it going through directly from his children, it skipped and it started again from the children of Avram Vinu. Hainuch Ziv, Fu Kayin Le'elyon, Hu Kayin. V'ein Zari Kayin. So the digui just made, he himself was a Kayin, but not a Zari. He was a Kayin, not a Zari, and it came back in the times of Avram Vinu, Avram Vinu's children. Hadlach Avram Dara Mazel Tov, finished the third parak. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we will pick up with the fourth parak. A good devach.